At this time, we have a couple of numbers from our handbells, which are, many of them are in our One Voice choir. I was hoping to get just one group that would be able to travel, and so we have a number of them that most of them are in One Voice singing, and then we just put them right into the handbells. The first number that we'd like to share with you is actually one that you'll recognize as a Christmas song. It's Sing We Now Christmas, but it's also in your hymnals in hymn 175, which is Now the Green Blade Riseth, which is an Easter song. So since it's, if it's Christmas time, we'll play it as a Christmas song, but if it's springtime, we'll play it as Now the Green Blade Riseth. So you can check out the lyrics and this particular hymn and notice that it's got some very interesting lyrics that tell us about what Jesus did when he came here to transform us. This next particular song is entitled You Raised Me Up, which is, of course, what the whole message is all about. God takes people and he transforms us from the inside out and takes away our love of sin and gives us a hatred for that and baptizes us with the Holy Spirit's presence and makes us into his divine agents of love. As it says over in Zechariah, we become the pipes that the holy oil flows through. And our pipes have to be unclogged, folks. We've got, God, please take us and get all that crud out so that the holy oil of heaven can actually flow, as it says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. We have this, what? Treasure in earthen vessels. I'm sorry, I got you mixed up there. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And what is the treasure? The treasure is the Holy Spirit of heaven that wants to dwell and live within us, so that instead of there being just one Jesus on the face of the earth, there can be thousands of Jesuses with his presence dwelling within us. So wherever you go, whatever you do, people will say, there's a prince, a princess of the king. And they know that Jesus is alive, living in our hearts. So you raise me up. We have technical difficulties because we're missing a couple chimes. So you didn't know you had to be put up with my preaching. So with that in mind, whenever we walk into a store, wherever we go, the Holy Spirit's presence will just envelop other folks, so that they have a hungering to know the King of the universe just as well. And it happens not by us saying, okay, this afternoon we're going to go out witnessing. We witness wherever we go, whatever we do. All you have to do is be alive, and people know whether you are connected to heaven or not. That is the joy of being a part of this family, where God takes us and transforms us and makes us into something new. Did we find everything? Okay, everybody got their chimes now and so forth? Okay. The two celloists are seniors this year, unfortunately, and so we're trying to figure out a way to keep them. And they do have to pass some music, so we'll see how it goes.
Thank you. He's got the whole room in his hands.
Isn't it good news that God's got the whole world in his hands? And he knows exactly what you need today. He knows what you need tomorrow and the next day after that until we see him face to face. This particular song is probably one of the best arrangements that I have ever run across for handbells. And it's actually a lot of fun. It goes all around the world and brings in touches of music from different countries. So we will start probably somewhere in Louisiana, I'm guessing. And then we go off to Mexico. And we will be in Mexico for a little while, down Mexico way. And then we are off to Russia with love, it says here. And then over to the China Wall. And then we'll go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And then we will finish off in the Caribbean cruise, it says here, and kind of finish it all back around the world. The first time I ever played this, some lady came up to me and said, you know, that's the best rendition of Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho that I've ever heard. And I said, well, thank you, but he's got the whole world in his hands. And she goes, oh, really? I said, yeah. She said, well, I heard the walls come down and everything, so... So for your information, this is, he's got the whole world in his hands. It was back in October that I was praying, "Dear God, will you please open my eyes so that I'd be able to see the needs around me, so that because God wants to use you to bless this world and all of the things that are happening, there's so much heartache and pain and so forth." There's a little film that I would like to share with you. Emily's asked if she could introduce this. Emily, come on up here. We have this burden to try and help an orphanage.
So Mr. Griffin brought this to One Voice the other day, and he told us that this country needed a tractor because it was very important to them, and without it, they couldn't really do anything. So we decided as a group, we all agreed, to start a fundraiser to get a tractor. And our last trip out, we raised $700 approximately. So that was good. And we also have a burden, like there's an orphanage there and we want to help the kids in the orphanage. Mr. Griffin's already helping two of them, his nice twins. And there's also a school started there, and this is an Islamic country, and they're Adventist schools. So they're teaching our stuff in an Islamic country, and it's a good mission. So watch the video.
Like so many children in Bangladesh, Tisha was abandoned by her mother after attempting to bury her alive. Neighbors took the baby with no way to provide food or any kind of life for young Tisha. Bangladesh is not an easy place for a child to grow up. There are 130 million people packed in a country the size of Iowa.
Bangladesh is considered one of the poorest countries in the world. They are based on subsistence farming. In other words, they eat what they grow.
It's a culture that mirrors third world countries anywhere in the world.
Tisha was saved from being a victim of her circumstances when she was brought to David and Beverly Wade at their orphanage, Bangla Hope.
This is Kakali. This was our first girl that came to the orphanage.
The Wades started off with one baby, then took on a second, and more, until they had started their own orphanage that specializes in babies.
Bangla Hope's main project is the orphanage that they have. At this point, they have 85 kids in their orphanage, and for many kids, this has provided a great hope and future for them.
Children are provided a warm bed, three meals a day, and a good education. Bangla Hope does not stop with just the orphanage.
My mom just adores kids. She used to be a first grade teacher and back in the States, and she just loved that. So when she came here, she found out that, you know, their educational systems, it's not that great.
Shivka lives in a hut near the Indian border. She helps her mother with the laundry, sweeping and taking care of their cattle like so many of the children of Bangladesh. But she has the unique opportunity of going to one of 12 Bangla Hope schools.
And they get English, they get Bangla, they get math, science, health. And we feel like we do quite a nice rounded program for the children.
Another big aspect of these schools is that they provide one free meal for each child. And for many kids, that's the only real meal they get each day.
Bangladesh is 90% Muslim, and these schools are being used as an outreach.
The Muslims are happy that we're there because they know that their children are getting a good education. And Muslims believe in the Old Testament. And when they know that we're teaching the Old Testament Bible stories, they're very happy about it.
We would love to expand and go on doing more schools in the villages. We are now starting our medical clinic, which we have great hopes for, being able to help lots of people in the villages as well as children and our own children in our own compound here.
It's the women and the children that are affected the most by the diseases in this country. And so we want to emphasize in our providing of health care, addressing those issues that could affect the lives of the kids and the mothers the most.
Hi. She normally smiles a lot, but right now. Get it.
Bristy was adopted by the Wades nearly 11 years ago.
And here in Bangladesh, they have so many kids that don't have families or homes, and their parents can't afford them, and they just dump them.
After being abandoned by her husband, this mother is giving up her daughter. Faced with her husband's debts, she can no longer provide for her.
We just took care of the little baby. We got her changed and dressed into something clean. And this is her mommy, and she's going to say goodbye to her, and we're going to take her to our Bangla Hope Orphanage.
Stop.
When you see Beverly Wade take these babies that she finds out about throughout the countryside here in Bangladesh, there is a real sparkle that comes into her eye as she rescues these children.
Now I've got two babies. I've always loved children, and so I've always been interested in orphanages, but I never dreamed that we would have a chance of being able to work with orphanages here in Bangladesh.
Oh, big girl. Oh, big girl.
You're hiding from us.
He saw a need. Without having the education, the four experience, or the training in that, he chose to pray about it and acted upon a conviction.
And if you see our orphans here, were to come over and stay with them, you'd see they don't feel, act, or look like orphans. They look like any other little child.
Bangla Hope is more than an orphanage. The Wades have brought on a staff of people that truly care for the children and give them the individual love and care that is needed.
And they like to play with their friend. And when you watch, really, it feels good, like how they treat each other.
As for Tisha, she will grow up to be a healthy, well-educated young lady who has been taught the ways of the Bible and has been given love by people who care.
Yes, that's right.
They've sacrificed a lot for this, but you know, what they're ultimately looking for is maybe seeing all these babies in heaven one day, and just knowing that because of something that they were able to do, God used them somehow.
If you were to take everybody living west of the Mississippi River and put them in the state of Iowa, that would be Bangladesh. Can you imagine that? And they are 2,800 people per square mile there. There's a lot of these abandoned children. And so Dave and Beverly Wade, who their headquarters are in Kennewick, Washington, just had this, you know, they started sponsoring these children in Bangladesh. And then gradually they went over to see what they could do. And then God put this on their hearts and they opened. I guess it started in about 2005. And now look what's happened since then, 9 years, with these people having a burden to do something for God. Dave is now 85. And if you remember, know anything about the scriptures, you know that Caleb was that when he said, "Give me the hill country. Give me the hill country," to Joshua. Ladies and gentlemen, God has a mission for us. And if we will open our eyes, they started this orphanage. This film's just a little bit behind. This is one that they sent me, but I had read it said they needed a tractor, and this was in February. And I called on the phone. I said, "Well, Roxy, how are we doing on the tractor?" She says, "Well, $100 has come in since October." And I said, "I can do something about this." So I went to the kids, and I said, "What do you think? Do you think we can raise money for a tractor?" What they use is a tractor for agriculture, and they use it every day to go to town to get grocery shopping. And they haul people in on the cart behind that. And they've repaired this tractor, repaired it, and finally the thing just finally died, and they're going, "What are we going to do? God, we need a tractor." So we are now up to about $1,300 now out of $3,500. It's going to be $3,500 for the tractor. And so I said to them at Bangla Hope, "Hey, we're going out on tour. I'll see what we can do to make this happen." Or if God puts on your heart to want to sponsor an orphan, they also sent us the bios on kids, and we have those with us. It's $35 a month, the sponsor. That's how I got involved. They had come to the Milo Church, and I was walking out of the church, and I saw these bios on the kids, and here was one little girl, and I said to my wife, "Look, her birthday's on our anniversary. How can we walk away from that?" So we signed up to take this little girl, and we turn and we read on the back that afternoon, and her story is they were twins, and the mother died giving birth to the second. The first is Faith, the second is Charity. They just turned 5 years old in December. And so I called them at the headquarters, and I said, "Hey, what about Charity? Has anybody taken Charity?" She says, and I told them the story. We have twins. Our daughter has twins. And I was very excited. I said, we can't just start sending packages to one. How do you do that?" And so they looked up and said, "No, she doesn't have a sponsor." I said, "Thank you, Lord." So we have Faith and Charity that we're sponsoring. So if you have a burden on your heart to sponsor an orphan child, $35 a month. They also, this video is old. They now have the second floor on in the orphanage. They have 135 orphan children and the 12 village schools that they have started in the area. It's $13 a month if you want to sponsor a village child to go to school, to Seventh-day Adventist education. Or if you're interested in helping with the tractor fund, my left-hand pant pocket is tractor fund money that is going straight to Bangladesh. You can make the checks out right to them or whatever. If you really have a burden to sponsor kids at Milo Academy, my right-hand pant pocket will be for Worthy Student Fund, which many of these kids that you are sharing with you this morning do not have those funds. Okay, anyway, on the way out, I'll be glad to talk with you. We have a little display just outside the door there about Bangla Hope, but that's a burden that's on my heart, and I said, we can make a difference. So come on up, one voice. We have four more songs. Maybe that's too many. Should we cut it down? Okay, if you want to stay, we'll let you stay, but if you really need to go, we understand. But we have four more that we will share with you.
So the next song that we're going to be singing, it's called Soldiers Want to Go Home. And it was so weird because today in the morning on the way down or up, down, we're up, you're up. Yeah, up here. I started reading, well, I'm finishing The Desire of Ages again. And then I started reading up Revelations. And I was reading all about, like, what are we going to pass through and all this stuff. And I remember when I was a little girl, I was, like, so scared about it. Because I was like, oh, they're going to come and they're going to look for us. But now I'm just like, hey, man, like, I'm ready. I just want that to happen. Because finishing that, God is coming. Jesus is coming. And we're going home. So, and now that you look around, like every little thing that the Bible said that is going to happen, it's actually happening. So I'm really excited. I'm actually like, sometimes I'm like, oh, well, my family or this or that. But I'm so excited that Jesus finally is coming and we're going to go home.
This moment, the thought still. I don't know about you, but this week and last week have been really hard and very stressful. We all got back off spring break and we had to jump right into school again. And honestly, it hasn't been easy for me. I've felt alone and just like there was no one there for me. Our next song is It Is Well With My Soul, and it hasn't been lately. Pastor Chad, our pastor at school, has started this thing. It's the 40-day challenge. 40 days praying, reading your Bible, encouraging others. At first, I didn't want to, and I didn't think that I could have the willpower to stick through it. Yesterday was day two, and today is day three. And even though I just started, I'm beginning to feel like it is well with my soul.
Oh. Our next song is about a moment that I think a lot of us should be looking forward to. It's about that moment when we look up in the sky and we see Jesus coming back. And I'm looking out at you guys while I'm singing, and I know a lot of times it might be hard to